Thanks for downloading Scott Harold's podcast. If you use a smart speaker, you can always ask Alexa to enable the SOS radio skill.
What we say we believe and what we actually believe are two different things that manifest themselves a little differently when we're walking through rough seasons. We're talking with author Christine Hoover today at SOS Radio. How are you holding up?
I'm holding up okay. I've got three kids at home doing online school, so I'm currently sitting in my car doing this interview.
I know. It's like working from home is a whole other skill set when kids are saying, hey, I need a snack. Hey, I'm hungry. And the dog's rolling around like, hey, can you take me for a walk? Oh, everybody has something urgent they need, right? And then you're getting messages from your kid's teacher saying, hey, you didn't log on at the right time. You're like, I'm still trying to figure out this schedule.
Exactly. But we are making it. We're doing okay.
So we're talking about what we believe and how we live that out today on SOS Radio. Christine, you wrote a book called With All Your Heart. It's about living joyfully through allegiance to God's kingdom, as Jesus is the leader of that. And it's something we easily forget in a season like this. It's like survival mode.
Yeah, for sure. It's a survival mode right now, but it's actually a good opportunity for us to recognize some things that we're putting our hope and security in that are not lasting and that do not actually give us what they promise, right?
I know. Obviously, when we're anxious and when we're stressed and we're fearful, it's like it automatically steals our joy. You're not going to have stress and joy at the same time. It's pretty rare.
Yes, absolutely. And that's something, I mean, I'm being tested in what I wrote right now, Scott, that the anxiety and the attentiveness where my mind is going, am I going toward truth or am I going toward fear and anxiety?
Anxiety is misplaced attentiveness, and we're talking about living life joyfully through this anxious season with author Christine Hoover on SOS Radio. And in your new book, you write that anxiety robs our joy. Anxiety is an attentiveness to needs we ourselves are thoroughly unable to fulfill. And basically, you dig in how there's consequences that come with anxiety.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we all know that. We all, whether we deal with it on a low-grade basis or it's something we struggle with every day, we all know what it's like for anxiety to rob us of joy because it takes our minds to places, generally the near future, that we don't know the future, we can't control the future. And instead, we want to let our anxiety take us further into the future and remember that we have a king and that we have a king who provides and we know where this is going. It really puts into perspective what we're facing right now are the questions that we have about the coming weeks and months ahead of us. We can remember that we have a king who will provide for us and that who is ruling.
Christine, what do we do when we want to take on that kingdom mindset, not the survival mindset that we've just been pulled into? How do we reset that in a weird season like we're in?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think, and there's the obvious answers, and they're cliche, but they're actually very, very true. Just going back to the word of God and remembering the kingdom story that we're in, that Jesus came and that Jesus will come again, and remembering that we're a part of that big scope. But I think also what helps me is actually stop and think about what I can see outside my window, that I can see the trees where I am right now. It's raining and that God is watering the earth. And I remember that there are things beyond the scope of my understanding that God is sustaining and taking care of. And I even sometimes will look at my hands and think about my heart beating and the things that I do not control, that God has created me, that he has sustained me. And those truths help me when I'm feeling anxious about what is to come. And just remembering the truth that God is my sustainer, that he is working beyond what I can see. That really helps me with anxiety.
There's so much anxiety and uncertainty in the news right now. And so many people who normally don't struggle in that area are suddenly realizing, I've been carrying a weight of stress and worry. I don't even know how I got here. And we're talking about that with author Christine Hoover today at SOS Radio. In this news cycle, it's critical that we turn back to God's word and not the headlines when we're feeling that worry, when we're feeling that struggle. But Christine, where have you noticed the key to unlocking joy when you feel like I don't have any because I'm just stressed and hurting?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. And I, again, am experiencing these same things and remembering the things I actually wrote. And one of the things that really helps me is to recognize my specific false allegiances, is the language I use in the book, what are the things that I turn to that are immediate, that there are things that are tangible to me, that things that I think will give me security and safety, and recognizing what those are and acknowledging those to myself and to God and to others. For me, it's control and planning, being able to control my day, control what's happening. And obviously I can't, but I recognize that in myself. And when I recognize that, I remember that in the kingdom of God, there's this gift that we have. It's called repentance, that God gave us a way to turn back to him and to remember that he is a king who gives. So all these false allegiances that we want to turn to, whether it's comfort or it is security or it is a person, that we can remember that those things cannot hold the weight of our need. When we turn to them, they really promise us things that they can't fulfill. But when we remember that Jesus is a king who gives, that he can hold the weight of our cares and burdens, then we can ignite that gift of repentance and turning back to him and receiving what we need from him. And that's really the key to joy and peace, is remembering that Jesus is a king who gives.
The word allegiance sounds like a fancy word, but we're talking about that because it's about whom we're committed to, what we're committed to, and we're talking about it with author Christine Hoover today at SWIS Radio. In your new book, With All Your Heart, you say that our hearts are designed for allegiance, but they're designed for an allegiance to one particular person. That person's God. Any other allegiance essentially is misdirected.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think we know what those overt allegiances are to worldly things, to sexual morality. Like, as Christians, we get that, but I think often we don't think about the more subtle false allegiances that pull at our hearts. And those are more of the heart level false allegiances, like isolation or blame or some hurt. And so we want to protect ourselves. There's things like that where we tend to turn to those without even thinking about them. And so that's really what I wanted to touch on in the book. And I got the idea from studying the book of Matthew. These are things that Jesus talks about. He addresses these things and he gets straight to the heart of what are we looking to? What is our heart turned toward? And so that's really, what I dig into in the book.
We're all walking through a rough season together. We're talking with author Christine Hoover today at SWIS Radio. We're talking about a lot of the false kings that we have in our life. We try to live with a kingdom mindset, but a lot of times we embrace empire building. Like, I want my stuff. I want my control. I want my power. I want my way. I want my rest, right? And I want to hide. Control is such an interesting one in this season, Christine, because everything in our being has been completely put out of control in this season when our governors are saying, hey, you need to do the social distancing. We need to self-quarantine. Your kids are not going to be home. And you pretty much become a homeschool mom that you still have a full-time job and pets and all kinds of other things going on, and now you're working from home. And the enemy is using control in such an exponentially weird way right now.
Yes, and you know what? It's been really good. This is my false allegiance, is control. And it has been so good for me to realize I never had control in the first place. And a lot of times in our normal life, we think that we do, and we just go about our lives. And this is an opportunity for us to realize and recognize we were never in control in the first place. And so to me, this is a gift. I mean, I'm trying to embrace it as a gift. I don't always love it, but I'm seeing it as a gift that God is bringing things to the surface of my heart and showing me you thought you were in control, but you're not, but I am. And there's peace in that, that we have a God who is sovereign, that he is in control. And it's a gift that he's giving us to see all of the ways that we resist him and instead turn toward ourselves or toward other things. This is a gift. This is a gift to me and to all of us.
Yeah, and it's interesting because when we want to have control, it's showing that we sort of have a weak view of God's authority. And
well, yeah, it is. So that's why I think it's a gift, is to remember the truths of who he is, that he sits on his throne, that he is a rock, he is unchanging. In a time where, you know, even yesterday I said to my husband, Amazon has decided to postpone book shipments. And who would have ever thought 2 months ago that Amazon, you could not get a book from Amazon? Amazon, in my mind, was unchanging. But Amazon and all things are being shown to be unchanging, but God is not unchanging. And so we are getting to see these truth lived out in our lives, in our world right now. And I'm trying to embrace that as a gift instead of panicking. But I think this shows us that he is worthy. God is worthy of our worship. He is worthy of our whole heart because he is steady. He is a rock and unchanging, even in this time when it feels like the mountains are crumbling into the sea.
I know. And in a lot of ways they are. And it's weird because God is a restorer as much as he's a creator. And we forget about that.
Yeah, he is a restorer. That is the work that he does. And even though we can't see what he's doing right now, I really think that he's doing a good work underneath what we can see, you know, working in the unseen ways that he is. I think he's doing good things. And so I think we have an opportunity as believers in this time to exercise faith. We know that Hebrews tells us that faith pleases God. And this is an opportunity that we have to exercise faith. You know, a lot of times I think about just how our everyday lives before this virus has come, in some ways we were training for this time, and whatever word, God's word, we have put into our minds and our hearts, like, it is now time to put that into practice. So all the training that we've done, everything that we know about who he is, it's time to act on that and to exercise our faith.
I think we're all learning a lot of new things about church, and we're talking with Christine Hoover today at SWIS Radio, and she's an author, she's a pastor's wife, and a mom of three boys. And Christine, it's interesting where our churches have been forced essentially to go online, and for churches that embrace the weekend experience as the way that they celebrate church, they're finding a lot of challenges. And then a lot of other churches who have never done technology and online sort of things are being forced to say, what do we do if we can't meet in person? And churches that are focused on small groups are saying, wow, what do we do to build community? And I think when I talk to pastors, it's like everyone's going back to saying, this is challenging the way that we see what pastoring really is in the age that we're in. And maybe we're off base on a few things.
Well, I mean, I know I keep saying this phrase, but this is something I'm actually doing on Instagram right now. I was just asking, what are the gifts in all of this? And to me, a gift for us in this time is to recognize that longing we have growing to gather together with the saints and to realize what a gift the church is. And for me as a pastor's wife, sometimes I can, you know, there's not really a Sunday off and you're doing the same thing over and over. And sometimes I get weary and sometimes I get discouraged. And I think for me in this, not being able to gather with the saints and to worship together and hear the word together, it has shown me what a gift the church is. And yes, it changes how we do church, but I think it takes us back to the whys of why do we gather? Why do we do what we do? And remembering the simple commission that Jesus gave us to make disciples, to be a disciple and to make disciples. We've made church very complex in a lot of ways, and that's not always a bad thing. But I think this reminds us of just the simple truth that church is a gift. And our job is to be a disciple and make disciples.
So, Christine, what have you and your husband been talking about and the way that you look at, okay, if we can't gather in person like we were doing a month ago in church, what can we do to still stay connected with people in community?
Well, we're, like everybody else, using technology, gathering together in small groups online, which it sounds funny, but it has been a blessing. I'm sure everyone who's doing it is experiencing that. I think also just being the church to one another and to our community by trying to know what needs are and seeking to meet those needs, whether it's supporting local businesses or it's meeting needs of school kids who don't have regular meals. Our church is looking to meet the needs of our own church members, but also to meet the needs of our community. And one of the emphasis we're talking about with our church people is, how can we just be a good neighbor in this time? This is a perfect opportunity to be a neighbor locally to our actual neighbors, to know them, to be able to meet their needs. And so that's just what we're focusing on as my husband is the pastor and as I support him, just making sure we know the needs of people in our church and making sure we know needs in our community and then rallying the church to be the church and to meet those needs.
We're talking with Christine Hoover today at S-Swiss Radio. And you wrote a book talking about kingdom building in a lot of ways and really living joyfully through allegiance to Jesus as our King. And it's like this season of social distancing has sort of leveled the playing field in some ways for all of our churches. It's making us all look back at the basics and saying, if we can only do one or two things, what are those key things? And you have a passion for kingdom building. And it's interesting because when we compete with other churches and we say our church is better or smarter, or we're doing this or we're using this better, when something happens like has happened with the coronavirus, it has leveled everything to point us back towards there's bigger opportunities for kingdom building here.
Yes, I love that you pointed that out. I think that here in our community with my husband and other pastors is that we need each other. We need to bounce ideas off each other. Our church is a church plant, and so we don't have a building, and immediately other pastors are offering their church buildings. This is before we were not allowed to meet. But I know moving forward, we have one another, and we need one another. The church, corporate church in each local community working together, that's how we're going to get through this, not being individual churches trying to just think about ourselves. And so that's what I'm seeing here, and that's such a blessing. But I think also just for anyone listening, if they're thinking about kingdom building, one thing as I wrote this book that really came to the forefront of my mind as I was working on this and researching it is that kingdom building, a lot of times we think about that as doing something very visible and very impactful and significant as the world would consider it. But what I've discovered is when Jesus talks about the kingdom and doing kingdom work, and he doesn't use that phrase, that's the phrase we use, but he's talking about things that anything where we are bringing our hearts or helping other people come under the rule and reign of Jesus, that is kingdom work. So kingdom work could be something that happens in a very unseen way. It could be me, as I was talking about earlier, repenting. That is kingdom work. It could be, you know, just trusting, turning our hearts from mistrust to trusting God, that's kingdom work. And yes, that work is going to show itself in what we do and how we serve. But I think that's given me a lot of freedom in realizing kingdom work is not being on a stage and in a spotlight. And it could be, but kingdom work is anytime I trust the Lord and I seek his rule in my life or seek his rule in the lives of my neighbors, that is kingdom work. And I just love that. I love that idea.
We're talking to Christine Hoover today at S-Swiss Radio, and she has a brand new book called With All Your Heart, Living Joyfully Through Allegiance to King Jesus, where we dig into a whole lot more depth on how we do that on an individual level. Thank you so much, Christine.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.